right. Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, August 27th, broadcasting from our studios in Los Angeles at Kill Radio. Today we've got Northern Cal and Southern Cal road results from Mount Whitney Stage Race, the Mount Whitney Stage Race held last weekend out of Lone Pine, an awesome, awesome hilly high-altitude race with heat as well as cold and wind at the top. So we got some race results. We got some interviews with riders at Mount Whitney also. Mount Baldy hill climb race results and race sounds from the finish line and start line, and more interviews from Mount Baldy. And I even had a chance to talk to a gentleman named Joel Southern, an ultra marathon rider who decided to come out and do the Mount Whitney stage race. We'll be chatting with him later. Also, Aaron Daly of Riders One. Had a chance to chat with him up at Mount Whitney stage race. So let's get into some race results and race sounds right now. Race results for stage one at Mount Whitney in the men's pro ones twos. The leader after stage one with a 2:26.50 is Stefano Barberi, followed closely by Chris Walker with a time of 2:32.15. This is after stage one. Men's Cat 3s, your current leader with a time of 2:31.46, Jerry Cody, followed by, in second place, Stathis Sakellaridis with a time of 2:42.34. And also after stage one in the men's category 4s, John Budinoff with a time of 2:41.31. Men's beginners category 5s, David Baer is your leader after stage one with a time of 2:55.03. And in the juniors, we've got Trevor Ellsworth leading the juniors after stage one with a time of 2:36.44. Masters 35, Mauricio Prado is your leader after stage one with a time of 2:35.33. In the Masters 45s, leading that category, Louis Amelbrow with a time of 2:35.33. Masters 65 with a time of 2:43.55, Herb Johnson. So in the Masters 55s, your current leader after stage one, Joel Southern, with a time of 2:50.04. And in the Masters, in the women's Pro 1-2s, Rebecca Siegel leading after stage one with a time of 3:11.48. Women's category 3s and 4s with a time of 3:41.40. Your leader is Mary Bouchard. And that is the Mount Whitney stage race after stage one right here on Bike Sport Radio. Our radio's here at finish of stage one at the Mount Whitney stage race. I'm here with Aaron Daly. Aaron, how'd you do today? How do you feel?
I feel pretty good now, and I had a much better second half of the race than I did the first half.
Second half? Alabama Hills was hard, huh?
Alabama Hills was definitely hard. Last year it was hotter and faster in there. This year it was a pretty decent pace going out. I got pushed off the back with a couple other guys. Somehow we gapped, and we didn't know how. I just looked up, and we were 30 seconds behind. But that little downhill really made the difference up, and we got back in the second lap.
Right. I'll bet you made up some of that time at the end, because some of those guys that were going too hard may have had a little trouble later, because it got real steep later.
Absolutely. A group was kind of flying by me right near the start of the switchbacks, and right near the feed station. They all blew up. I just destroyed past all of them. It felt good, and then I really started feeling great after that. New cold water and everything.
All right.
Started hitting it
hard. Good job. Who do you race for?
Team. I'm with Riders One.
Riders One. Right on. Okay. Right out of L.A. Great. Well, have a great race tomorrow. You're starting tomorrow too, right?
Absolutely. Right. Thank you.
Good luck. All right. Race results for, this is actually a Central Cal, Northern and Southern California riders coming on out to the Mount Whitney stage race. Mount Whitney stage race held out of Lone Pine, California, drawing some top climbers. Not an ounce of fat on anybody out there this weekend, August 25th and 26th. In the men's pro and category 1s and 2s, making the podium with a time of 4:29.29, Jacob Berkman in third place.
Second place with a time of 4:28.39 going to Chris Walker. And your winner with a time of 4:19.47 total, Stefano Barberi. That's in the Pro 1s and 2s. Mount Whitney stage race overall GC results. Men's category 3s. Taking the podium position in third place, Nate Whitman with a time of 4:47.55. And very, very tight race. But taking second overall in the GC with a time of 4:47.26, Big Orange Cycling Stathis Sakellaridis. And your winner with a time of 4:26.51, Jerry Cody. Men's Category 5 Beginners. Picking up the win with a time of 5:15.17 total. That's David Baer. And in the juniors, second place with a time of 5:28.15 going to Alexander Romanenko. And your winner with a time of 4:49.14, Trevor Ellsworth. Masters 35. Making the podium for third with a time of 4:49.50 was Phil Kelly. Second place with a time of 4:44.56. Jonathan Edwards, and your winner in the Masters 35s with a time of 4:37.20, Mauricio Prado. And in one of the difficult, most difficult Masters category of all and competitive, Pat Kopp taking third place overall with a time of 4:49.44. Second place with a time of 4:48.38 going to Greg Colley. And your winner with a time of 4:37.20, Louis Amelbrow. Louis Amelbrow out of Vegas. And in the men's category 4, with a fantastic turnout there at Mount Whitney, going down to fourth place, we have a total time of 5:05.02, John Herr. Third place with a time of 5:01.56 going to Armando Fuentes. Second place with a time of 4:58.30, Bobby Lozoya. And your winner with a time of 4:48.22, John Budinoff. And you can find complete results at EverestChallenge.com and further details on the Mount Whitney stage race held August 25th and 26th. Okay, and we got some dirt results. Cross-country mountain bike racing at the Over the Hump Series in Irvine. Results for August 21st in the Pro Men. Riding out of Riverside, California, Daniel Munoz taking third place. Dana Weber from Aliso Viejo in second. And your winner from Hemet, Zach Valdez. Expert Men's. Winning that race, Steve Boniface from Irvine, California. And in the Sport Men 29 and under, Daniel Johnson taking the win there. Sport Men's 30 to 39, Brian Brusick from San Pedro, California, picking up that win. Sport Men 40 to 49, Mark Draper out of Laguna Beach. And in the Sport Men 50 plus, Rob Guthrie from Newport Beach, picking up that win. Single speeders. From Costa Mesa, Andrew Christie picking up the win there. And in the beginner men's 29 under, Andre Campos from La Habra taking that win. Beginner men ages 40 to 49, Dana Pierce from Corona taking the win there. And the beginner men's 50 plus, Andrew McNiven from Rancho Santa Margarita. Pro expert women. Picking up third place, Laura Knight from Costa Mesa. Second place going to Leslie Williams from Ladera Ranch. And your winner, Caroline Mani. In the sport women, Tara Henderson from Huntington Beach picking up that win. And in the beginner women with a tremendous size field out there, Jody Dugan taking the win from San Juan Capistrano. Over 18 beginner women competing in the Over the Hump Series on August 21st. Junior men, Jack Tucker was your winner from Newport Beach. Junior girls, Danielle Emter from Foothill Ranch. And in the Clydesdales from Escondido, Jim Rasmussen picking up the win there. Complete results at overthehumpseries.com.
All right, mountain bike racing in Southern California in Irvine. That's a weekday series on Tuesday nights. Speaking of which, coming up next week is the final Over the Hump race. Over the Hump Series finals, mountain bike racing, cross-country mountain bike racing in Irvine on August 28th. That's Tuesday. Visit overthehumpseries.com for all details on the Over the Hump cross-country mountain bike finals. And in Northern California, coming up August 31st, Friday night track racing at the Hellyer Velodrome in San Jose, Hellyer Park, at the Hellyer County Park Velodrome. Friday night at the track. Gates open at 6 p.m. with racing starting at 7 p.m. in San Jose. Visit RideTheTrack.com for more details on Friday night racing at the track in San Jose. And in Petaluma, coming up September 1st, the Petaluma Criterium. Promoted by Leslie Gonsalves in Santa Rosa. Petaluma Criterium starting at 7:30 a.m. with the men's category 4s, followed by 8:20 the beginner men's category 5s. Petaluma Criterium details and registration can be found at bikereg.com. Again, the Petaluma Criterium coming up Saturday, September 1st. All right, we got more sounds from bike races. We've got Mount Baldy Awards Ceremony, the Jack's Hotter Than Hell Hill Climb at Mount Baldy, held on August 18th, and the awards ceremony. Also sounds from the Mount Whitney start line. Had a chance to even chat with the promoter of Mount Whitney stage race. We've got post-race chatter, more interviews. Joel Southern, also a top ultra athlete who was at Mount Whitney, had a chance to talk to him. So let's get into some of those cool sounds of bike racing and race interviews here on Bike Sport Radio.
Let's start with the juniors. 15-16.
Mount Baldy.
With a time of 106.11. Christian Husband. Where's Christian Husband?
No climb awards.
Come on down and pick something out. One item only.
What was the time?
Actually, I can't see it from here, but all right.
106.11.
With a 106.11. All right. How about juniors? 13-14,
Sean Bell
with a time 1:12:36. Sean Bell, congratulations. All right, socks. Thanks, Sean. All right, junior women 15-18, Sarah Swan, congratulations. Come on down. Oh, a little lower. One item only. All right, tune-up, bike tune-up, cool. More juniors. How about junior men 17-18? Michael, congratulations. Michael Shine, there we go. One item. All right, socks, matching socks. Okay, any more juniors? No. Women and kids first. Okay, let's go to the women. Women's category 1 and 2, Rebecca Siegel. Congratulations, Rebecca Siegel. Hey, electrolytes. Cool. All right, and in the women's category 1s and 2s, I'm sorry, that was the women's. Women's category 3s and 4s, Tracy Tilton. Tracy Tilton. Tracy? Not here. Okay, and then in the women's, also the fastest women's time of the day, gets a $50 gift card. Don't go away yet. And that is Tracy Tilton with a time of 1:16:07. Tracy Tilton. She's the one that's not here.
Hmm. Okay. All right, onwards and upwards. The men's category 1s, 2s. Neil Shirley, who has scored the new record-setting time of 58.24. He had to get back to Santa Clarita. Yeah, so second place going to Monster Media's... Oh, no, you didn't get second. You did the 35s. All right. Alexander Kustik got second place with a 105.46. Are you here? You want your merchandise?
Let's see.
Yep, you can take Neil's merchandise. Pick some.
Uh-oh.
You got it. It's a tune-up. It's a bike tune-up. All right, men's category 3, John McNulty, time of 107. John, did he head back to the South Bay? I think he did. All right, men's category 4s, Sean Talkington with a time of 113.12. Come on down.
I'm not that tall. Okie dokie.
Electrolytes, all right. Thanks for racing. Okay, and now the Masters. Masters men 35 plus. Congratulations, Chris DeMarkey, 104.35.
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying second to give all the big guys the out there hope.
Handlebar hope. Tape. Okay, Masters 45. And we had to do a race. We had a tie between Dave Ruby and Scott Shaw. And we had a write-off. Scott Shaw is actually the one that gets the win, but they had the same time. Scott Shaw, come on down, pick up merchandise. Here you are. Finish line lube. Masters 55s, Michael Miller with a time of 111.09.
Nice.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you.
And the Masters 60 plus, congratulations, none other than Herb Johnson with a time of 111.23. Killer climber here still, Herb Johnson. And I believe that's it. Yeah, that is it. So we've also got the fastest men's time gets a $50 gift card. And Neil Shirley's not here. So the second fastest men's time is a 104.35 Chris DeMarkey.
Sweet.
Gift card. She's got it over there.
You.
Go spend it now.
Thank you.
And anybody else that wants to spend away at Jack's Bikes, big thanks to Jack's Bikes for sponsoring this event and feeding everybody, and we're going to do it again next year. This is the second year. And thanks for coming. Thanks, everybody. Export Radio's here at the Mount Whitney Stage Race at the start line. We have a rider that's 70. How old are you?
71.
71.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Andrew Gustafson.
Andrew Gustafson. Have you done this before?
Not this one. I've done Everest Challenge a couple times.
He's one of the usual suspects.
But I do it. My objective is to finish, not to win.
All right. Good attitude. Great. Any sponsors or team you want to mention on the radio show?
I never got anybody pay me money to ride a bike.
Yeah, most of us don't. So, all right. Well, good luck with your race today.
Thank you.
So how's it going, Steve? We're here with a promoter also.
And, how you doing, Brad? We're doing great. A lot of walk-up registration.
Yeah,
a lot of people come out here to race in Eastern Sierras.
It's an awesome day, too.
As you know, it's one of the best places in the world to go ride your bike. And
absolutely. I don't know why more don't come out, but you got a great turnout so far. Clean air, too.
It's beautiful.
That's one of the
things. The air is really, really clean. It's been hot down here in the valley, but all the stuff that blows up from SoCal is blown right on up to the Bay Area, I guess.
Right. And by the time we get, by the time it gets real hot, we'll be up at high altitude anyway, so it's nice and cool. So
yeah.
Great. You got Heed products. Hammer Nutrition is a sponsor. And
Hammer Nutrition really, really comes through once again. They always hook us up. They always send us lots of good electrolytes because it's going to be a hot day at the bottom and all that climbing. There's really no place to take a break. There's no place to refuel except if you're drinking something in your bottle. There's no place to eat anything. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no good descent where you can eat. So you better have something like Heed in your bottle. Okay. And these electrolytes are a pretty good item, too. People sometimes cramp, but when they eat these, they don't seem to, so
What's a typical mid-range finish time for somebody?
2:30.
Two and a half hours.
That's, you know, 3 hours. It's a hard course. It's 34 miles, but it's a very hard course.
Yeah. Cool. And to find out more about your races, you also do the Everest Challenge. And what's the website? How do you find out
more?
The
website is www.everestchallenge.com.
All right. Great. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Steve.
Oh, thanks, Brad. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Dylan. Sorry for the late start. By the way, I almost showed up at 9 thinking we started at 10 today. That's why I sent out all the emails to the pre-registered people. I'm glad you didn't show up at 9.
Good thing Mauricio texted me.
Good thing Mauricio hooked you up with the right start time. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. You're going to start here. We're going to have a lead-out car, I think. That's going to take you up, and then you're going to go left. And there's a little stop sign there. Turn right at the stop sign, and there's another left course like this left turn in, you have to do it. And it's neutral that far. Then you're gonna come up to the stop sign where you cross Whitney Porto Road, the big road. So that it's neutral up to that stop sign, that's 6/10 or 7/10 of a mile. It's neutral up to there, and the reason for that is two parts. One is that we want to get everybody across safely, and the other one is we don't want anybody racing through there and wanting to run the stop sign. So that's how far it's neutral. Once you cross, there's a tiny little jog. You're basically going right across Whitney Portal. Then you're on Creek Road. At that point, you're racing. So Tunnel Creek is kind of an interesting, fun little road. It's narrow in places. There is some sand on Tunnel Creek. We were going to sweep the sand, and we got over it after a while because it was getting dark, and there was a lot of it a couple of places. So watch out for the sand. Watch out for each other. It is a two-way street. It is narrow. You'll probably be...
Bike Sport Radio's here at the start line. Pro 12's Mount Whitney stage race.
5 miles or something, then you'll hit a T intersection. There's some signs up. The usual Everest Challenge signs with arrows on them. It's a T intersection. You got to turn. You turn right. You go a half a mile or less, a quarter mile. There's a T intersection. That's Horseshoe Meadows Road. You turn right. There's signs. You come back on Horseshoe Meadows to Whitney Portal, so you've made a big rectangle, right? A long, thin rectangle. So you're coming back on Horseshoe Meadows, you run into Whitney Portal, guess what? It's a T-intersection. You turn right. It's sort of trying to mesmerize you. So you're going to come down Whitney Portal almost to here. You're going to come to Tuttle Creek. You remember Tuttle Creek? This time, it's not a T-intersection. You're going to turn right on Tuttle Creek. I'm going to put signs up there as soon as we get started. There aren't signs yet, so you got to see that coming. It's Tuttle Creek. It's... You don't get a lot of notice. So you're going to turn right and start the second loop. Then you're on Tuttle Creek again, T-intersection. You turn right. You go up a quarter mile on Ludwig Canyon, T-intersection, Horseshoe Meadows. This is where today is different from tomorrow. Because today you're going one way, and tomorrow you're going the other way. So far, it's exactly the same both days. So when you run into Horseshoe Meadows, the second time you're turning left. And then you go up Horseshoe Meadows. You go past the ranch. 2.5 miles after you go past the ranch, there's this giant hairpin. You can see them from here if the trees aren't here. You saw them from the highway, right? The famous hairpins. So 2.5 miles, you turn. There's a hairpin turn, you turn right. 1.7 miles more, hairpin turn, you turn left. That's where the aid station is. We'll be handing up bottles, we'll be handing up food. We got whatever you need. That's basically the drill. Questions? So there's a bunch of right turns. Once you're on the second loop, that's when you're going to turn left. On Horseshoe Meadows. Is everybody cool with that?
All right. Getting their final instructions. Getting ready to roll now.
A little bit sketchy. There's some rough pavement, but most of you are going up it, so no worries. Any other questions?
So it's 35s, 45s, 820, right?
35s, 45s are starting after this group, right? This is just the ones, twos, threes.
35.
I don't have any choice. I already announced it, that we were going to put the 35s with the 45s. A couple of people asked, and so I kind of made the decision. Any other questions? Thanks a lot for the tremendous turnout. This is a lot of fun, and I'm glad you're here. There is no lead-out car. I was hoping to have one. You know the course. It's going to be neutral to the first, to that stop sign, so just everybody relax and collect and go across the stop sign together, yeah. So this is just the ones and the twos and the threes. Is everybody clear on that?
Just the ones in the twos and threes. All the whistles.
All right, they're off.
Go! Go, Rico!
All right, ones, twos, and threes are off now at the Mount Whitney stage race. Coming back with more later on Bike Sport Radio.
Oh, man. There's a hill. There's White Mountain. Anybody ever done that? I've never done it, but there's a thing called White Mountain over here.
The White Mountains?
14,000.
Yeah. Well, that goes to the Bristlecone Pine.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? That's Bristlecone.
Yeah.
Just listening to some post-stage runs. One banter here.
Right? Is it paved? It's paved, right?
Yes, it's paved.
On our way down the hill.
It tops out at 10,200 feet.
Wow.
You know, it's interesting.
And then White Mountain is?
It's in the White Mountains. Okay. That's the Bristlecone Pine Forest. But on that side, they get like an inch and a half of rain versus footage over here.
Right.
They get nothing over there.
Okay. No trees.
Well, the Bristlecone Pines are the oldest living thing on Earth.
Right.
And they're over there. When you get to the top, you come to the Bristlecone Pine Forest. I only know that because I went there to go look at the Bristlecone Pines.
That's the third climb in the second day of EC, is that
But this is harder.
This climb?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In Bristlecone, no?
I really don't know. There's some really
steeper. I know the road's
steeper. Pitches, yes, and it's longer. But, like, you know, it just depends because this is constant climbing. It's not as long, it's not as steep, but it's constant. You do get a little bit of recovery on Bristlecone. There's a couple of sections where it's either flat or short downhill.
Wasn't much of that here.
No.
One at the end.
Really didn't. Yeah, exactly. There was one at the end.
Oh, yeah, it's too late then.
By that time, I was crying.
Oh, man. What a day. And then tomorrow. Tomorrow's not as long.
No, it's steeper.
But it's shorter. It's to Whitney Portal. I've ridden that before. So we'll all suffer there too, but it'll be over sooner, I think.
Yeah, but on the second day.
Yeah, true. We're going on our second day. All I know is my hotel's got a jacuzzi, and I'm heading there now before the spaghetti feeds. So there.
Now where is the spaghetti?
Right down here.
But we haven't got to it yet. There's the rant.
Okay. Where that road enters. In the back of this canyon.
Close to a canyon. Okay. There's a little ranch called La something.
Three to five?
Three to late. I don't know, late seven or something. However they want to go.
Here, I'm going to wind this up so the AC will make it cooler.
All right. Bike Sport Radio is here at the finish line now. And we got another finisher coming up.
We're going to give awards for the 35s in about 5 minutes.
Woo-hoo.
And we got more results posted for the threes and the...
Okay, this is really cool. Listen to this guy throw up after he finishes.
Whatever ones I just put up.
Go, go, go!
Up for 45. Not yet.
Go! Where's the bell? Ring the bell.
Did you get a bell?
Almost there. Push!
Woo! Sprint finish.
Dig!
Sprint finish. Sprint finish.
Dig!
Yes! Sprint finish. Yeah, man! Yeah!
7:57?
Right.
Cool.
So.
All right, now get down.
Hi, buddy. Good to meet you again.
Dave. Steve.
Yeah. All right, what have we got? New results posted. All right. More riders finishing up Mount Whitney stage race. Bike Sport Radio is also here with another rider in the Southern California area. In the Masters, we got Joel Southern here. And Joel, you came out to do the Mount Whitney stage race. How do you feel after today's first day?
A bit tired, actually. But it turned out pretty well. Looks like the 55-plus group is the one I'm in, and looks like I'm second at this point, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Very good, very good. All right. What team are you riding for and racing for these days?
I'm unattached.
Oh,
But open to offers.
Okay, there you go. Out there in the radio world, hear that. Joel Southern, and you're a top endurance rider, too. I understand you're a veteran of Furnace Creek 508, Ram, too. And
Yeah, I've done 508 solo twice and two-man twice and Hoodoo 500 four times solo, one of which was unsupported. And then Ram, four-man 1 year, two-man last year, and two-person mixed this year. Mm-hmm. So three times doing Ram team.
Wow. Very impressive. All right. And I understand you're going to do, you're doing Furnace Creek 508 again this year also as well?
I signed up two-man. My partner had to drop out for family reasons, but I think I've got somebody else lined up to ride with, so I'm hoping to.
Great, great. Well, this is certainly excellent practice out here on Mount Whitney. Tomorrow we go up to Whitney Portal, and best of luck to you tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
It's the story of a lost city, lost opportunity, lost hope. A story of failed policies, failed leadership. A story of smooth-talking politicians, games of he said, she said, rhetoric, and division. One man has stood apart, stood strong, and true. Voting against every tax increase, every unbalanced budget, every time. Standing up to the Washington machine, guided by principle. Ron Paul, the one who will stop the spending, save the dollar, create jobs, bring peace. The one who will restore liberty. Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama and restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
All right, we're here at the Mount Baldy Hill Climb Time Trial, sponsored by Jax. Herb Johnson, go Herb! Warming up. And we got almost 70 riders out here.
I got the prize for all this person.
That's what Herb looks like.
The one?
Yeah. You watch him when
he's fooling us with his gray hair.
That's it. Yeah, what's he doing?
That's just him being hurt.
I think he's sort of trying to warm up. Yeah. But I saw this
year old girl. Oh, okay. He's one of the top climbers.
Yeah, he is.
In his age, huh?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
She's not white enough.
Can I ask you?
True.
My number, is that all right?
Your number's upside down.
Okay. Do we have to turn it?
No.
Thank you very much.
You can read her number if it's upside down, right?
That'll be fine. Let me see it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think she helped your partner help me put it on.
She put your husband's on upside down, too, I think.
It'll be L5L.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You put both their numbers on upside down.
Excellent.
That was me. Do you want me to change it?
All right. Mount Baldy, hill climb. Start area bantering. Getting ready for the hotter than hell hill climb out Mount Baldy here on Bike Sport Radio. All right, first rider off. Go, go, go!
Yeah, how you doing? Real good. Oh, you took the bag off?
I took everything off. Everything I took.
751, 752, 753.
I got lost. I turned on Antonio. I'm like, oh, this is way more fun. You have to strain your hair a little.
You're running a little behind.
50. Oh, there's no 59 or 60.
There is no 59.
Herb.
Okay.
Oh. See if you can catch Herb.
I just want to make sure that I'm not the slowest.
Right. No popsicles if you're the slowest one. Okay. There's 61 riders entered. We have 60 popsicles. All right. Here's our first rider. Herb Johnson. Go. One more turn. It looks like it is Herb Johnson. Keep going. Right around the corner here. Rider number 759, gasping heavily. Herb Johnson, one of the oldest riders out here to race. Top climber, master 60 plus. Woo! Going to the finish chute. Yeah. All right,
way to go, Herb.
Herb Johnson. Rider 777, Christian Husband, coming up. All right. 777 finishing up there.
Good job.
Two more finishers. Come on. Woo! Keep going. Up here. Yeah. Keep going. Almost there.
A little bit further. Be careful. We don't want those to go out to the middle.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Bike Sport Radio with Herb Johnson. We do a little radio show. How do you feel? You were flying up here. You were the first finisher.
Was I?
Yeah. You were the first one across the line, and you didn't start first, so you passed a lot of riders out there.
Yeah. I passed nine
riders. How do you feel?
I feel okay now.
Yeah. Did you get an unofficial time on your clock here?
I don't know how to work the thing, but I do.
Okay, cool.
I'm trying to figure out how to get to lap one.
Cool. Well, help yourself to a popsicle. There's,
I think I have a 111 punch.
All right. Congratulations. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Bike Sport Radio's here at the finish line with Robert. Yeah, you did good. You came up here fast.
Thank you.
Did they give you an unofficial time yet? Or?
No.
What'd you get on your Garmin?
111.
Woo! Nice. That's really good.
Thanks.
Our fastest time was 101 from last year.
Yeah.
Vincent Lombardi from LaGrange, Category 4, believe it or not.
I looked him up, mountain biker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Feel good. Yeah.
Good, good, good. What are you running for gearing?
I had a compact 3428.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you rat.
Yeah.
I think I'd need something even lower than that. All right. Well, congratulations on a great finish.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you very much for putting this on. This is a lot of fun.
Bike Sport Radio is here at the finish line with another rider who just finished,
Ritta Racing.
Okay, Ritta Racing. Sorry, thanks. Tell us your name.
My name's Jen Kyle Whalen.
All right, Jen, congratulations. A great finish. How do you feel?
I feel worked, man. That was exactly...
You put in a good effort.
That was the hell that is the title of this race.
Mm-hmm.
It was hell, but I knew where the hell was, so I hit that hard. It was freaking... You know, I felt like a mountain lion. That kept me going.
Or a snake. It's hot enough for snakes. What are you running there? You got a compact and a 28, or is it a 30?
Actually, I have a standard. Running 11:28, and I'm glad that I got a 28 because I was about to do this pup on a 25.
All right. Great. Anybody else out here from the team today?
Or? My support, Kelly Samuelson. She's new to the squad, and she rocks.
Oh, cool.
She definitely kept me going.
Right.
So say hi, Kelly.
Hi, guys.
Ritty Racing. Cool. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thank you. It's awesome.
Okay, hey, everybody. Thanks for coming. The results just showed up. We're going to be posting them on a board right here somewhere. Hopefully you're full of healthy hot dogs. And we're going to have prizes and awards for the fastest rider in each category, and also a $50 gift card to the fastest men's time and the fastest women's time today, each. In the meantime, enjoy Jack's bicycles. And you what? You do, yeah. So thanks for coming. Hang loose.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results, hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Hey, thanks again for listening to another show of Bike Sport Radio. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And remember, drive your bike like you would a car out there. And we'll see you next time at Bike Sport Radio.
I don't remember much except
Hey, bike racers and bike racing enthusiasts, check out Bike Sport Radio on alternate Mondays at noon on killradio.org. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So if you want to find out about the local scene in Southern California as well as Northern Cal, visit bikesportradio.us and check out our radio show at Bike Sport Radio on killradio.org, alternate Mondays at noon.